Okay. Cosmos. The pole star. I'm just there now in the script. And dot jotting down some ideas here. The pole star. What in the world is a ball of burning hydrogen in our puny little physical space. Doing there at the top of all the worlds, including those of all the gods. And that, on this pole star, would reside the supreme god, Anu, in Mesopotamia, and Vishnu, in India, well, in the Puranas, Vishnu is said to reside up there in Svetadvip. Resting on an ocean of milk. Okay, so then this white dot we see up there as a pole star looks like that because it is made out of milk. Well, I look at the pole star. At a star in night. Within brackets, you can do it too, using Stellarium. Blah, blah. I'll just wait. Looking at the Polestar, at the Zodiac, it rotates around it. Been trying in my mind to place all the cosmic building blocks I've found so far, the cosmic pillar, the three worlds, the seven worlds. Ocean filling up half of this cosmic egg. Inside all this that I see up there in the sky, they should all be there then, right? Since the pole star, which I can see with my eye, is right up there. At the top of the entire cosmos, which is what I now see rotating around it. So then that's what these ancient cosmologies really are about, isn't it? A description of the world as it looked like to their primitive minds and eyes. And the rest of it is just mythology, right? And I may nod and say, yes, you're probably right, in a way. then I mean something, may mean something else than you with the word mythology. Next sentence. Well, I think we'll have something there, that mythology thing. Stick it in there, see if it works. Maybe shorten it. Now this is where it gets a bit tricky. But you see, once we look up there in the sky, with the eyes of knowledge, you see this. Depending on which country you come from, which culture, you will find a set of characters in a drama, yes. Because those same characters unnamed up there in the sky are probably also archetypal characters in the culture, in the storytelling of the culture you live in. You're from the Greek or Roman tradition. You will have all there, Jupiter and Saturn and so on. In India, and Zeus, Greece, and I mix them up. In India, Indra and Brahma, so on. And there is no coincidence that the characters you see up there in the sky correspond to at least some characters in your mythology. Those stories that you, especially people, those that you grew up with in the past. wait. You heard them as a kid, you told them to your kids, and thus such stories were practically upholding entire civilizations. They formed the collective mind of the of that people. Whether a family in a tribal community or a large empire, those who really know how things work here also know the power of the mind and thus of storytelling. So what they did in the past, wisely so, was to embed their most important knowledge, the knowledge of life and the world and of us and what to do and how to be happy, the manual for this cosmos, as they perceived it and as it was accepted in their culture, in songs, verses that were sung and recited, learned by heart, passed from generation to generation, practically unchanged. They hacked them into the granite walls of temples to make them last for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. Images, very much images, because language can change. Because also language, Sanskrit characters here and there, mystical Egyptian characters, whatever, that to us are I guess still rather mysterious. But as I stood there looking at the pole star and the whole starry sky rotating, as it seems, of course, from where I am, but that's a valid point of view too, I saw in a way, of course, that cosmos that my model started to show. It rotates there's a pole star over there, so on. But then, there are all these stories being told up there. And of course, they were told by humans. Just painted them up there in a very smart way. By creating these star constellations. Those that we just take for granted. But hardly learn anymore. Where do they come from? And why are they there? Well, probably as part of that storytelling. Parents could sit there with their kids looking up in the sky and tell the story of the entire cosmos, the entire world. Which probably was and is a nice thing to do with the kids. It was their IMAX movie. The planetarium. These images themselves are not cut in rock by God up there. But are created by humans, different in different cultures, to tell each other a story that is different in different cultures, but still so much the same. And I remember when I was a teenager, or in my youth, setting out into understanding, at least for practical purposes, what this world is and how to live here and what's going on. I came up with one strategy while looking at different books and sources of knowledge from different ages and cultures, that if you find that same thing in several or even many other cultures of the world, in other words, it's a big thing, historically, not just because it was some social media propaganda, but I mean, after all these thousands of years, then there may be something there, right? They even took the trouble of hacking it into hard rock. inventing so many kinds of ingenious and durable media to keep that knowledge alive, to some other convey something to us. As our ancestors, the ancestors of the entire humanity or united life on Earth. So to me, that could be one explanation of why you find that juxtaposition, if that's the right word, of our mundane starry sky and the pointers on it and much larger divine divic characters and events and dimensions. Maybe people back then simply used the sky above as a canvas for telling stories. And maybe, as I eventually found out, it's not around a star that everything revolves. But a point. And yet it rotates, as who was it said, or something like that. So, okay, that's this chapter, I think.